Cooking appliances for people with sight loss. A rundown of the most accessible kitchen appliances and how to use them safely. Modern kitchen appliances are not always designed with accessibility in mind. But with careful selection and a few simple adaptations, it's possible for people with sight loss to choose appliances that are safe, practical, and easy to use. In this article, we share key considerations when selecting and using kitchen appliances. A few general guidelines. Whether you're buying a cooker, washing machine, dishwasher, or food processor, the same key principles apply. Prioritize tactile controls. Keep settings simple. Look for color contrast between buttons and background. Clear visual indicators, a visible or audible power light, simple uncluttered layouts, accessible controls. All controls on your appliance are often the most important feature to consider for people with sight loss. Think about the following: touch screens. Many modern appliances use flat touch panels with little or no tactile feedback. These can be difficult to use without vision and may not be the best option unless they include speech output or strong accessibility features. Buttons. Raised buttons can be helpful, but do check whether they perform multiple functions. However, some buttons change function depending on the setting, which can make operation confusing. Dial controls. Appliances with physical dials are often the most accessible option. They provide clear tactile feedback, are usually easy to mark with tactile bump-ons, and sometimes allow you to leave a dial on a preferred setting. However, take care with dials that continually rotate, for example, those that increase time digitally without a fixed start or end point. If you can't see the display, it may be impossible to know when you have reached the desired setting. Cooking appliances, microwaves. The microwave is possibly the most popular appliance among our blind veterans. A simple two-dial microwave is the easiest option for people with sight loss. One dial controls power level. One dial controls cooking time. The power dial can often be left on a single setting, such as full power. The timer dial can be marked with tactile bump-ons to indicate common cooking times. A tip, set the timer while the door is open. On many models, the microwave only starts once the door is closed, giving you time to adjust the dial accurately before cooking begins. Talking microwaves are available from suppliers such as Cobalt Systems and RNIB. However, a simple manual model is often more affordable and just as effective. When choosing power, higher wattage may cook slightly faster, but lower powered microwaves are often smaller, more energy efficient, and more forgiving if timing is slightly off. Slow cookers. Slow cookers, sometimes called crock pots, are another accessible and economical option. Many models have very simple controls, sometimes just a power switch and low-high settings. Cooking times are usually flexible, for example, 4 to 6 hours. Recipes typically involve preparing ingredients, placing them in the pot, and turning it on. They are ideal for stews, curries, and casseroles, but can also be used for roasts, bread, and desserts. Because timing is less precise, slow cookers can make cooking less stressful. Induction hobs. Induction hobs often use flat touch controls, which can be difficult for people without vision. If considering an induction hob, check whether the controls provide tactile or audible feedback. Practice using the heat adjustment system before purchasing. Consider models with clear separation between cooking zones. Gas hobs may provide more tactile feedback through physical knobs, but safety considerations should always be discussed with a professional if you are unsure. Air fryers. Air fryers have become increasingly popular for people with sight loss as they minimise the chance of burns. Despite the name, they are best thought of as small, fan-assisted ovens. Food can be cooked with little or no oil. Simple two-dial versions are widely available and relatively inexpensive. They usually contain a pull-out basket for food. As with microwaves, models with simple dials are often easier to use than digital touchscreens. Simple adaptations. Bump-ons, small raised stickles, are useful for marking functions, but use them sparingly as too many markings can become confusing. Use a separate accessible timer, such as a smart speaker or talking timer. Turn the oven timer back to zero when finished, rather than relying on built-in timing functions. Accessible recipes and support. Reading printed recipes can be challenging for some people with sight loss. Talking book libraries from organisations such as the RNIB, audio cookbooks specialising in microwave, slow cooker and air fryer recipes, smart speakers that can read recipes aloud step by step, suggest meal ideas, act as accessible kitchen timers. Voice assistants such as Amazon Alexa can be particularly helpful for hand-free support in the kitchen. Talking book libraries from organisations such as the RNIB can be a valuable resource, offering easy access to audiobooks and other spoken content. Audio cookbooks, particularly those specialising in microwave, slow cooker and air fryer recipes, are another practical option. Smart speakers can also be very helpful in the kitchen as they are able to read recipes aloud step by step, suggest meal ideas and act as accessible kitchen timers. Try before you buy. Whenever possible, try before you buy. Handle the appliance in person, ideally with a working demonstration. Practice the full sequence, turning it on, setting the time or temperature, and switching it off. Take along any magnification aids you use to check displays or controls. Choose the model that meets your needs. Extra features often mean extra controls, which can increase confusion. Keeping functions straightforward can make everyday use much easier. The next steps. A small amount of planning can make a significant difference to safety, confidence and enjoyment in the kitchen. For more information, the RNIB sells accessible talking microwaves and hobs in their shop and also provides advice. Blind Veterans UK beneficiaries can get in touch with our member support hub for advice and support or contact their community team.